Amen and amen. And amen to Reverend Lee Lallance. That was quite a production and presentation here in worship. Amen. Let's give him another hand. I'll tell you. Many of you know Reverend Lee Lallance was a director of traditional worship here, music worship for many years. And he is back as a guest in worship today. And aren't we glad for that? Thank you, Lee. I've known Lee for many, many years, and he means a lot to me. So it's great to have him in worship today using his gifts with that amazing instrument. So thanks, Lee. And daylight savings and spring break. Folks, take a good look around. You are the holiest people in the city of Lakeland, okay? The early service, too. Feels like 6 o'clock in the morning, doesn't it? I'm not responsible for what I say today, folks, okay? No, but today we do continue in our series, We Believe. But before I go into that, let us be in an attitude of prayer together. Lord, we do thank you for the gift of music and those who have the gift for playing it, for expressing it. Oh, Lord, what a gift. We've already been to worship and we sense your presence, your spirit here. And now, Lord, you have granted to me the amazing privilege and responsibility of preaching your word to these my friends and your servants, Lord, a task, my gosh, I always need your strength to do. Make me equal to it, Lord. I'm not worthy of it. Speak to me and through me in such a way that all of us receive a word from you that will make a difference to our lives. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Well, today we do continue in our series, We Believe, What Christians Believe and Why It Matters. And we're taking a good look at the core beliefs of our faith that form us as Christians. And as a guide, one of the things I'm using is one of the oldest creeds of the church, the Apostles' Creed, that dates back to about 390 A.D. And Christians of all traditions have used this creed to name those beliefs that shape and guide us. And last week, of course, we talked about our belief in Jesus Christ. But today, we take a look at six very important key words right in the middle of that creed. Without these words, we would not have power in our faith. Those words are, we believe in the Holy Spirit. Can you say that with me? We believe in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the very Spirit of Almighty God that lives and breathes inside all of us. It was the Holy Spirit that motivated all of you on this daylight saving Sunday to come to worship today. Amen? It's the very Spirit of God that inspires you to serve and love people. It is the very Spirit of God inside of you that convicts you when you need to change and guides you to make decisions. The Holy Spirit is the very Spirit of God that molds you, shapes you, guides you, directs you. But here's the key question for us today. How do we know when it's the very Holy Spirit that's guiding us? How are we supposed to know when it's the Holy Spirit that's moving in our lives and not something else? I get that question quite often from folks. You know, folks say, Charlie, I have a lot of voices inside of me and outside of me that are vying for my attention. All these desires and impulses. How am I supposed to really know when it's the Spirit of God moving in my life? Good question. There have been times in my life when, you know, I had a decision to make and I thought I did all the right things, made all the right plans, did all the things you're supposed to do. Yes, I'm making the right decision, and the whole thing blew up in my face. And I thought to myself, well, I thought I did what was right. Have you ever been there? Ever made a decision you thought was right on target, you felt was good, you did everything right, only to see it just be a complete failure? And maybe you're in worship today and you have a real important decision to make. I don't know what it is, but you know what it is. Or maybe you're looking for some sign, some answer from God, and you need to know it's from the Holy Spirit, but you don't know what to look for. Or maybe you've made a decision in your life and you want to be sure that it was the right decision, but you're not sure how to recognize the Holy Spirit. This morning, I'm going to reveal to you how you can know 99% of the time that it's the Holy Spirit moving your life. This morning, I'm going to share with you how you can know 99% of the time That it's the Holy Spirit directing you and guiding you and moving in your life. Because some time ago, I discovered something huge in my faith and in my journey with Jesus Christ that totally changed things for me in recognizing the Holy Spirit. And I tell you, this particular key that I discovered has saved me from more mistakes in my life, and it's given me strength and confidence. And I believe if you apply this key to your life today, you'll find strength too, and you'll avoid a lot of mistakes. Now, to get to this key, I want to share with you some words that Jesus Christ had to say to his disciples when he begins to talk about the Holy Spirit. We find it in the 14th chapter of the Gospel of John. Jesus is there with his disciples in the upper room. The disciples can sense something is going wrong, and soon Jesus will be taken away to be crucified. So Jesus is trying to encourage them. He's trying to strengthen them. He's trying to comfort them. And in the midst of his address, he says something outrageous. Take a look in verse 12. Very truly I tell you. Now when Jesus says, very truly I tell you, he really means, I can guarantee this. So listen. Whoever believes in me will do the works that I am doing, that I have been doing, and they, look at this, they will do even greater works than these, because I'm going to the Father. Now, the very first time I read that and really understood that, I'm like, whoa, greater works than Jesus? Didn't Jesus walk on water? Didn't Jesus raise the dead and help the blind to see? How in the world can I do greater works than Jesus Christ? And to make it even more confusing, Jesus also says, because I'm going to the Father, I'm going to leave you. And I'm sure the disciples thought, just like maybe some of us think, well, how in the world can we do all these great things without Jesus when he's not here? Well, Jesus, he gives us some clarity when he says these words in verses 15 through 17. If you love me, keep my commands. Look at this. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. The Spirit of truth. Here is Jesus Christ introducing the Holy Spirit. And this is when the light bulb went on. The reason why we're able to do greater works than Jesus is this. When Jesus was alive on earth, he was limited to just being able to teach a group at a time or heal one person at a time. But when Jesus Christ ascended to the Father, the Holy Spirit came within and penetrated all of his believers. And therefore, his influence multiplied and multiplied and multiplied. And therefore, when you look at 2,000 years of Christian tradition in the church, we have done greater works than Jesus when you compare the 3 years of ministry on this earth. Greater works than Jesus. And I love the words he uses about the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of truth that guides us into truth and guides us to Jesus' teaching. He also later talks about the Spirit in this way. It's a spring of water that bubbles up inside of us. But again, individually and personally, how are we supposed to know that it's the Spirit bubbling up inside of us and not something else? How are we supposed to know truly that it's the Spirit of truth, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit? Well, take a look at what Jesus says next. The world cannot accept him, the Holy Spirit, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. Jesus is saying this, those of the world, those who live as if there were no God, they can't recognize the Holy Spirit because they see and interpret everything out of their own ability. But Christians are different. Followers of Christ are different because we feel and sense the Spirit within us, which means this. The difference between us and those of the world is that we see and interpret things the way God can do things through us, not by our own ability. So the Spirit of God, we recognize it by its ability, not our own. And when I began to think about that and think about that truth, all of a sudden, folks, this verse popped out at me and it all became clear. Take a look later in verse 5 of John 15. Take a look at this. Apart from me, Jesus said, you can do what? Are you out there? I can hear you snoring. Apart from me, You can do nothing. And this is when I saw the key. Here it is. When you find ability beyond you, the Spirit is with you. When you find ability beyond you, the Spirit is with you. That is the key to knowing. When the Spirit is moving you and guiding you in your life. When you find power beyond you, the Spirit is with you. When you find wisdom beyond you, the Spirit is with you. When things come together in your life and you could have never done that on your own, you know the Spirit is with you. When you've accomplished something beyond your strength, beyond your ability, beyond your mind, you know the Spirit is with you. And when you're attempting something, something so great and so grand, you can't do it without God's power, you know you're in the right place. The Spirit is with you. I see it this way. I see it like swinging on a swing in the park. Paul loves to do that. When I was a kid, I loved to do that. And Paul loves to do it. And we'll be at a park after one of his football games or soccer games, and he'll want to play on the park. And of course, yeah, let's do it. And he jumps on that swing. And of course, what does Paul always say to Daddy? Daddy, give me a push. Because Paul, he's trying to move on his own, right? Daddy, give me a push and push me really high. And that's what I do. Okay. Whoosh, Paul. Whoosh. More, Daddy, more. Well, Paul, I don't want you to fly off the swing. Whoosh. He goes really high and keeps going high. Sometimes it's a nudge. Sometimes it's a big push. But that's how the Spirit of Almighty God works. Whether it's a nudge or a push, we know it's the Spirit of God that causes us to fly high. You know, some Christians are not operating on full power because they have not activated the Holy Spirit in their life. They haven't said, Holy Spirit, I need a push. Raise your hand if you need a push from the Holy Spirit this morning. Say, Holy Spirit, I need a push. We need a push, Holy Spirit. And I remember when I was a kid in Atlanta, had to mow the lawn in Atlanta. We had a big front lawn. Backyard was big too. The backyard had all these hills. And, you know, for a time I mowed that lawn. And it was so hard to mow that backyard. I mean, to push up those hills, to cut that grass. Then one day, my dad said to me, Charlie, I have a surprise for you. Come to the garage. And I thought, oh, it's a motorcycle. Oh, it's a new go-kart. It's a new car. And I went to the garage, and there it was, a brand new Toro lawnmower. Thanks, Dad. He said, Charlie, you're not going to believe this lawnmower. It is great. It works so great. It's incredible. It's better than the other one. So I began to use it. And that thing was twice as heavy as the old one. I was pushing this thing up the hill. I'm like, what is he talking about? This thing is awful. And then one day my dad saw me struggling. And he came out. And he said, Charlie, did you know this thing has motorized wheels with it? Well, Dad, you never told me that. And all I had to do was push down this lever and pull it back up. And man, that thing mowed itself. And I just had to walk behind. This is great. It mowed itself. It was almost effortless. Perhaps that's the missing piece in your life when it comes to the Holy Spirit. You're struggling. You're struggling so hard because you have not activated the Holy Spirit in your life. You know, every follower of Jesus Christ has the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit, available to them. Paul says, you can't say Jesus is Lord without the power of the Spirit. That means all of us today who follow Jesus, we have the Spirit of Christ available to us. And John Wesley even believed that those who did not believe still had the Spirit of God in them, but it lied dormant. The Spirit of God is available to you. And if you activate it in your life and you give it permission to work, I promise the Spirit will. The Spirit will do things in your life that will amaze you, that will be beyond you. Have you ever noticed that when God blesses us, oftentimes it comes out of left field, that we had nothing to do with it, we didn't expect it, we didn't plan it, we didn't orchestrate it? I think there's a reason for that. God is trying to tell us that we're not in charge, that it's the Spirit of God that is the very yeast and the bread of life. The Spirit of God moves beyond us. I mean, I think of my own life. Whenever God has done amazing things in my life, I didn't push for them. I didn't orchestrate them. I didn't plan for them. I mean, I think about meeting Brandy. My gosh, I never thought I'd meet a woman like that. It was totally God. In fact, one man on his deathbed said to me, "Charlie, I have a question for you." This is true. And I thought it was going to be some, you know, big theological question. He said, "How in the world did you get Brandy to marry you?" He said that. I said, "It's by the grace of God." I think of Paul, our son Paul. You know that story. I won't go into it, but believe me, that was a miracle from Almighty God. I think about my call to ministry at 16 years old. I had no idea there was more to life than sports and girls. God, friends in my life, nothing to do with most of them. When you find ability beyond you, the Spirit is with you. And I know many of you in worship today could give me a list too. The way the Spirit has worked in your life beyond you, when you had nothing to do with it. And that's the way it's supposed to work. It's supposed to be almost effortless. But what happens? We try to control. We try to orchestrate. We try to push and we struggle. And one of the things I recognize about my life, when I feel like I'm swimming upstream in my life, most of the time it's because I'm trying to control everything. Instead of letting the Spirit of Christ move through me. And you know, not only as individuals do we need this message today, but the church of Jesus Christ needs this message. Because I tell you this, if the church of Jesus Christ is not relying on the Holy Spirit, it can't truly be the church. It can't sustain itself. It can't survive. It can't do it. It can't be the hands and feet of Christ in this world. Oh, a church can last for a little bit with a motivational speaker and some good music and a good Facebook page. But eventually, if it's not being empowered by the Holy Spirit, it will not last. It will fail. Charles Spurgeon said it. We can't accomplish anything without the power of the Spirit. The Spirit of God, it's like sap to branches, coal to fire. It's like wind to ships. You know, back in 1983, the America's Cup, you know, that big yacht race, the Australians threatened to take the cup from the United States. And for years, the United States had always won the America's Cup. But that year, Australia was really good. And so they were both tied with one race to go. And the day for the final race came, and they lined up. Scores of people showed up. TV cameras were everywhere. Everybody was ready for this race. And there was no race. Why? There was no wind. No wind means no race. It's true. You can't accomplish much without the wind. In life, no wind means no guidance. In faith, no wind means no strength. You know, in the Bible, the Hebrew and the Greek word for spirit literally is wind. And Jesus said, you know, you can't see the wind, but you know when it comes and when it goes. It was the Holy Spirit of God that blew through the early church where the gospel spread like wildfire. It was the Holy Spirit that spread through First Lakeland and still does, motivating it to do ministry in amazing and grand ways. The Spirit of God that can move in your life if you let it. So do you feel weak today? At the end of your rope today? And you need help beyond yourself? Congratulations. Because something big is about to happen to you in your life. Something huge. Because let me tell you this. God loves to display His power through weakness. The Apostle Paul said it. God's power is made perfect through our weakness. I used to love looking at this big palm tree on the golf course. It was beautiful. Every time I played, it was huge. It was just glorious. Then one day I was playing, and it was on the ground. Been uprooted. And I asked my friend, what do you think caused that? And you know what he said? I think it was the wind. I once knew a man who was just filled with hate and bitterness. Hated the church, hated God, hated faith. Said it was for weak-minded people. Then something happened one day. All that hate went away. He joined the church. Followed Jesus. And someone said, I wonder what caused that. And you know what someone said? I think it was the wind. There I was, 16 years old in church in Tampa, Lake Magdalene United Methodist. I was with my sisters. We were passing mint and gums, playing tic-tac-toe on the back of the offering envelope. I know you do that. Whispering where we wanted to go to lunch after worship. And this man stood up to preach. I never heard anything like it. I was changed, and all of a sudden, I'm walking out the door, shaking his hand, telling him I wanted to be a preacher. What? Me? A preacher? You know what I think caused that? The wind. When you find ability beyond you, the Spirit is with you. And this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Let's pray. Lord, oh come, Holy Spirit. We yield to you. We know you don't force yourself upon us. So we open ourselves to you. We yield to you. Come and move in and through us, Lord. Come work in our lives. We will decrease. Spirit, you increase. I pray for those who are seeking answers. I pray for those who are seeking guidance. Lord, guide them, direct them, empower them by the power of your Spirit. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you again for worshiping with us this morning. I hope it's been a time of meaning and inspiration for you. Please receive this benediction. And now may that mind that was in Christ Jesus be in you also. May the love of God, our Heavenly Father, abide with you this day and throughout this week. May the guidance and power of the Holy Spirit fall fresh upon you. And the faith and fellowship of all true disciples of Jesus Christ go with you and sustain you both now and forevermore. Amen.